B104.3. Okay, we're getting ready for our Coffee with Kane this morning with Steve and Audrey Zahn. Now, if you are not familiar with Audrey, that doesn't surprise me. By the way, Coffee with Kane is brought to you by Scooters in Farmington.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.
Anyway, so Steve Zahn, comedian, actor. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in the first season of The White Lotus.
I thought I had cancer, but I don't.
I signed us up to get certified in scuba.
No, your mother is not Putin.
We're just monkeys.
Everyone, sorry, I don't know why I just stood up.
Now, Audrey is new to the acting game, fairly new, but she is a longtime, lifetime dancer. She's his daughter, and this story is loosely based on some things he was feeling once when he took her to a dance competition. So we'll talk to him about that. Oh, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
Good morning, Audra. Skinny Mike here. I've got Steve and Audrey for you.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. My dad is coming. Grab the water. Now I grab the water. I'm here in my position.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, and I don't know if y'all are on speaker, but I'm gonna try to figure it out on the fly. No worries. So this is exciting because having seen a little bit of this, and I am so sorry. I'm Audra, by the way. This is Morning Go. And I've seen a little bit of She Dances. And Audrey, I'm going to tell you, I'm very impressed with your abilities. You've obviously been watching your dad for a while. This movie, how did this come about?
I took Audrey on her last dance competition, mm-hmm. and Mom couldn't go, so I had the honor, and I was moved by it, and it was fun and dumb and great and all the things, and I kept calling my producing partner Rick Gomez and telling him about it. And he was like, hey, there's a movie here. I was like, I know, right? This world is, this subculture, this competitive dance world is huge. You know, it's not represented. And so that's really how it started. And then we wrote this comedy about this estranged father that takes her and her friend, played by Mackenzie Ziegler, to their last dance competition. And the catalyst in the movie is they're dealing with family grief.
And it was, how do I say this? It was intense at the beginning. Like, I was anxious for the two of you, your characters, not necessarily the two of you, but I was anxious. There was so much going on in the background, not just your story. And I don't want to give away too much, you know, at the end, but how did it make you feel, you know, portraying these roles together? How did that make it? Because I'm not going to lie, I laughed really hard at the singing in the car scene. And then were you making fun of Jennifer Coolidge?
Well, no, we were turning on our Jennifer Coolidge-ness in the car. Yeah, it was super fun, though.
It was hilarious. Yeah, well, and there's a White Lotus connection. There's a White Lotus connection there with you, Steve.
Oh, my God. Actually, I sent Dad a video because he was like, you need to do this so I can show Jennifer Coolidge your impression. So I sent a video and I was like, hey, I'm sick, but here's my impression. And he showed Jennifer and then she was like, I have to do one back. And then she did an impression of me. I was like, hey, I'm sick.
That's awesome. Okay, so you had an opportunity to work with Ethan Hawke. Steve, have you ever worked with Ethan Hawke before?
I've known Ethan Hawke since 1992. We started theater together. We started a theater company called Malapart. We did Reality Bites, which was my first film.
That's right.
And he was a groomsman in my wedding in 94. It's like his kids, my kids. We've been pals for a long time. And it's great to have a pal as talented as Ethan that you can call up and say, hey, will you do me a favor and come hang out for a couple of days and be in my movie? Pretty lucky, right?
Yes. Well, and Audrey, you probably consider yourself pretty lucky because you're getting to know some of these very talented people, but you are very talented in your own right. I mean, you're a dancer. Who inspired you to go into dance?
Probably my mom, if anything. My mom is a professional dancer. She used to be on Broadway, which I remember when I was a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And I still think that's the coolest thing in the world now, to be honest. But I did really just fall in love with it on my own. It kind of, I don't know what moment really turned it on for me, but it's always kind of been my first love and something I've used as an outlet throughout my entire life. So it was always going to be a part of my life.
Well, and you've done some competitions. You've actually participated in some pageant style. Is it pageant style competitions?
It's not pageant exactly. We call it pageant or title, and it's a regional competition where you compete for Miss Dance Tennessee or Miss Dance Kentucky, and then later you compete for Miss Dance America, depending on if you win the title.
But most of the dance competitions are not.
Yeah, they're not title. Title's different because you have to do audition classes and interviews.
Yes.
Along with your solo.
Listen, girl, I've been down this road with my cousin. She was Miss Texas. It was a whole thing. So I'm glad to hear you say you focused on the dance side of that, because your talent from dance has kind of transferred over into film. Do you have anything that you're working on now, or are you and your dad thinking about working on something in the future?
Well, I have an Apple show out right now, actually. It's called Imperfect Women. So go give that a watch. Everybody's a terrible person in that show.
And I love it that I'm in an Apple show called Silo, and my daughter's in an Apple show as well. I think that's really cool.
It's like you guys are two little fruits in a bowl together. I love that. Okay, I gotta throw out one last thing, because I know Mikey's gonna make us go. But I have to tell you, my entire family loves Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters, and that's my husband's favorite movie.
I love that you love that. How about that?
Yes, it's our favorite. Well, thank you guys so much for chatting with me today, and I wish you all the best. Audrey, you're absolutely stunning and very talented, and very fortunate to have such a talented father in Steve Zahn. Thanks, guys, so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Miss Audrey.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye.
Well, they're fun, and what a cool thing to get to do a movie, you know, a father-daughter movie that is loosely based on your own experiences. So, I mean, not just the good parts, not the bad parts. Anyway, it's a movie worth watching. I've watched it, and I really hope that you will check it out. It's called She Dances. I will share this episode of Coffee with Kane up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you missed part of it, talking with Steve Zahn and his daughter Audrey. And the links for our Apple Podcasts and Spotify are up on our website. Go to b104fm.com/Audra for the Coffee with Kane, as well as the Daily Dust that you can get every single day. And if you subscribe, it will notify you when the newest episode is ready. So again, go to b104fm.com/Audra for the links to our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's Coffee with Kane with Steve and Audrey Zahn. And of course, as always, it is fueled by Scooters.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!